There's no clear advantage to having a lot of scotch tape in your refrigerator or your freezer. Try not to think about it. They are trying to shut down this legal loophole. Do you understand? Or do you overstate? That rat bastard Dr. Gonzo is likely as aware of the whereabouts of General Noriega as Angela Lansbury is. So perhaps we shouldn't bother with selling season tickets to the amphitheater now that it's been made clear to us that this amphitheater is located in a randomly selected schoolboy's lunchbox, residing safely in the ruins of 100 milligrams Viagra, which keeps my Cockwell hardness scale calibrated to a fine to ultra-fine edge banding of ordinary trees. Trees Company, as we all know, since Four has a problem inside his teeth, a problem with being bullied by this canister of massively underutilized skills in the darkest arts known to exist, in harmony with Chris Hoekstra, whom I am to understand is willing to cast his vote in support of my campaign, which has become hopelessly tangled with a zero-sum game by the name of pain that is technically a thinly veiled paradox. It emerges along the good-natured and natural attempt to complete this thing. The main strain of the TAME campaign, plainly claimed as this zero-fun, zero-sum game named Pain, which incidentally makes the guy behind you guilty of fraud. And while rain mainly falls to the plains in the midst of Spain, the problem here is that at any given moment where one is wielding an expertise such that it far surpasses any first-round draft-worthy talent, it is only possible to complete 50% of the outstanding work which form the prerequisite achievements for finishing the game and permanently unlocking Akuma as a playable character. So now we must watch our hero-to-be, the savvy of spirit, ignorant and abysmally uninformed of Pain's fractal-like stumble into a grinding halt, will tell themselves, perhaps out loud in a carefree manner, that they'll attend to the bit that's left tomorrow morning, which will chuckle and reckon he might not know the half of what he's about to find out about, as the curtain descends from above and the stage goes dark. There should be corn served at this point in the animated release of this. Ideally, this is where the namesake of Pain begins to take its penultimate form. But I'm going to end this essay. Thank you very much, and then it can call you out. Like an umpire. Like a whole ass whoopin' just like the one I'm about to get for putting any of my credentials into words, to be uttered into existence by the same underpaid voice actor as that fucking commercial on the television. Do this, or do it not. I care about as much as one would expect for an AI voice synthesizer.